If you like fat guys belching in your face, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And I was like,
what?
Oh, a cheese and turkey sandwich.
Oh, that's a thing that exists. All right, we're Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm Cliff.
And this is, I'm Kendall.
All right.
All right.
This is an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 in Busheltown. 4 a.m. Sunday mornings if you're listening live.
If you're listening live, but we're not there. So don't come looking for us, IRS. We're in Istanbul.
Istanbul. Do you remember that song?
Yes, I do.
I love that song.
And the girl from Ipanema.
Oh, I don't like that one as much.
You don't?
No.
Classic.
No.
Yes, Cliff, we're here in Turkey.
I'm just not that into it.
We're here in Turkey and we're talking about one of our favorite things, cheese.
Cheese.
It's cheese.
People love it so much.
The most stolen food item in the world. They do love it.
They love it. And that's why whenever you have a photo taken, they want you to say it because they know it's going to put a smile right on your face.
And it does.
And it do.
Every time. Cheese. You know, Cliff, when it's digested, it breaks down into an opioid. That's why people love it so much. And that breaks down right in my face.
Speaking of a breakdown. We're having a breakdown here. This is a Cliff and Kendall breakdown. It's so weird what's going on right outside the
booth. You want to hear something weird, listeners?
Just tell them about it, Kendall. I can't even put it into words.
I just wanted to say you wanted something weird, but I'll tell them.
I know, you just want to shout buzzwords.
I do. Buzzwords are my thing. We're here. We're in the parking lot of our motel, right outside our booth. We're supposed to be set up here to do the show, and they've got this contest going on. It's a monster truck, hand on a hard body contest, where they've got all these people and you put your hand on it and the last person holding the truck or touching the truck at the end wins the truck. So Mrs. Butterturn and Mr. Snodbottom have joined into this
contest.
Thank you. It's a game.
It's kind of a game. A game is a contest, right?
A game with one winner.
Most games have one winner.
I guess they are one winner.
Right?
All right. I'm trying to paint a picture.
Okay.
Quit meddling in the paint.
Just paint it.
Anyway, it's a wonderful contest. I don't know why Mrs. Potter Butterturn and Mr. Snowbottom want this monster truck. We can open. They're right here. Can ask them.
I thought it would be over like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I did too. It's been going on for how long?
17, 18 hours. They're right here. Yeah. Let's just ask them.
Okay. Oh, hello,
dear. Oh, hello, boys. Have a good show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Why are you guys playing this contest to win a monster truck?
Why? What do we need one for? Really?
We were thinking it's a wonderful vehicle, very safe to drive around funky in, and we can also hook up a little mini trailer to the back of it to put all our luggage in and sleep in at night. It's going to be a wonderful thing for the family.
It'll be wonderful, boys, for going around traveling on this ride tour. It's an excellent family vehicle.
It's going to be a wonderful day. We will have to have the muffler fixed so it's not so loud, though.
Oh, no. Can't ever be that loud here. You know, I can't imagine what it would do to my bowels.
Me neither.
Oh, there they go.
One person just took his hand off.
Oh, man. All right.
Got a secret weapon there, I see.
There's just a few people left. Well, I hope y'all can win this.
We're in it to win it, dears.
All right.
Okay, well, all right. Good luck.
Good luck. I'm going to shut the door now, okay? Kendall, do you know, now on your phone,
yes,
you have the podcast app, right? Is that how you listen to our show?
Yes.
Okay.
iTunes.
That was him saying, no, I don't listen to
the
show.
Oh, I guess. No, that is how I listen
to
it. Okay. I always say iTunes, but it's, yeah.
Now, do you ever notice this, how you can change, like, the speed of it? Why do they have that?
Well, they do that for music. It's always been that way. So, if you, like... Oh, I know that I stopped listening to it when I got disgusted when Cliff belched in my face. At that one point, I need to get back to that point. You can just hit, like, hit the speed to get it to go up, and you can listen while it's scrubbing through it?
Oh, I don't think that's why. I think... I'm going to tell you why.
I'm going to look it up.
All right, so you can play it on the app,
coming
right?
Coming in at 9.0 on Richter scale.
Pluto episode. And you can
scale.
Speed it up. I think they do that because if you're in a rush and you still need to hear your show, then you could squeeze it in a 30-minute episode in 15 minutes, don't you think?
Well, you could do that. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. You want to listen to it in real time.
It sounds cool.
I didn't get anything they said, but I never do anyway.
No, but I was just wondering that, but then also I want to share a tip with the listeners, because I know why they did this other thing, which is where they make it go slower, and that's because it makes it a lot better to listen to. And so I'm going to tell our listeners, if you're thinking, oh, this episode's pretty boring and awful, I'm about to turn it off, that don't yet. Why don't you put it into slow motion? Because it's going to be so much better. Like, listen to us, how good we sound in slow motion.
Hey! We're hungry. We're in hungry.
Oh, we're in hungry. Sorry. Well, I'm still hungry.
Budapest.
Excuse me?
That is way better.
I told you.
Pluto this week. Not the animal. What could be more natural?
Sounds like me in the old days.
the planet that is least like us, the dwarf planet.
Now, Kendall, clear it up once and for all. Is this a damn planet or not?
What are we in?
This makes me angry. I don't want to talk about it. You know, I think I brought this up for sure.
Alright, anyway, if you're thinking, boy, this episode's bad, just slow it down.
Or speed it up. One of the two will help you out.
If you speed it up, it'll get over a lot quicker. But if you slow it down, was that not way funnier than it normally is?
I want to listen to every episode again. It'll take me 20 years now.
Yeah, Cliff and Kendall at half speed. It's the new trend for teens.
I did one time we were driving somewhere, I think it was to Florida, Susan and I were, and there was a, audible.com, like where you listen to audiobooks, and there is like a double speed for that, so it's like you can listen to your books really fast. I can't keep up. Anyway, cheese!
Oh, Kendall, do you know there's a Wisconsin law used to require restaurants to serve cheese with every meal?
Well, damn it, they better!
They better.
They're in Wisconsin.
No, I think we're in a totalitarian state.
What here, if you like lactose intolerant?
Then fuck you.
You gotta eat it.
Gotta eat it. They're gonna stand there and watch. Kendall, did you know this? Queen Victoria, everybody loves her. She was given the greatest wedding gift of all. A giant wheel of cheddar cheese that weighed even more than us. It weighed 1,000 pounds.
Bless those people.
Bless her. What if somebody gave you 1,000 pounds of cheese?
Then I'd be their lifelong friend forever. I'll do a podcast with them.
Forever and ever and ever.
Cliff, you know, Pizza Hut is the biggest fast food giant using cheese. They use 300 million pounds of cheese every year.
Whoa. That's
and
a lot of
most
cheese.
Most of that is right here.
I know. I feel like I'm carrying around a lot of that same weight with me. Kendall, a 2015 study suggested that the holes in Swiss cheese may be caused by flecks of hay dust that fall into milk buckets.
Wait, what now?
I'm not going to say it again. But basically, Swiss cheese...
I thought it was from gas.
No, Swiss cheese, it might be because of dirty milk.
Ugh. Well, great. You just ruined my favorite cheese.
Is that your favorite cheese?
That is my favorite cheese.
Because here's why it's Kendall's favorite cheese. Because he thinks, because it's got holes in it, it's low fat.
Well, I thought that was the case. Are you telling me what I've been told all these years is wrong?
Are you talking to me?
You talking to me?
Kendall, in a world gone mad, this is not a joke.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Time for bad jokes?
Okay. Sorry, I realized that was not a proper time to say this is not a joke.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. I wish...
I was in the middle of a really good cheese tip, but hold on, I'm getting my jokes ready.
No, I want to hear your cheese tip.
I've forgotten what it was.
I want to hear it because I want to know if I can make a better segue with and that's not a joke.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if I can recreate the magic that was what I was about to
Look,
say.
They got their hands on this monster truck. We might be here who knows how long.
We'll make it last.
We've got time.
Shit, what was I going to say? Hold on.
I see cheese of green.
Oh, you know what? You know why I can't find it?
Why?
I wasn't going to say a cheese fact. I was going to say something about Istanbul. I was trying to So forget what I just said.
Okay.
Time for the bad joke.
All right, never mind about all that, Kendall. And that's... Never mind, and that's not a joke.
Oh, good one.
Good one, finally. All right, that was satisfying. All right, Kendall, here we go.
I'm glad you're satisfied. I got a joke. This will be more satisfying.
I can't get no... Here we go.
Okay.
A man. Yeah, a man. He leaned toward an attractive woman at a bar and asked her, "Haven't I seen you somewhere before?" And she replied, "Yes," in a loud voice. "I'm the receptionist at the VD clinic."
Oh, cover it up.
Shit. Cliff, the sky was looking very ominous.
Say that again.
The sky was looking very ominous.
Ooh.
So I asked Siri on my phone, I said, "Surely it's not going to rain again today." And Siri said, "It is, and don't call me Shirley." And then I realized I hadn't taken off airplane mode.
Bad jokes.
I don't even want to know.
Get it from the movie Airplane?
Airplane?
Don't call me Shirley.
Oh, okay, now I got it.
Now we're here.
All right.
You'll get it on the way back when you listen again.
Well, I got it now.
Okay, good.
Kendall, two women are having lunch together and discussing the merits of cosmetic surgery. First woman says, "You know, I need to be honest with you. I'm getting a boob job."
Ooh.
Oh, and the second woman says, "Oh, well, that's nothing. I'm thinking of having my asshole bleached."
Ooh.
To which the first replies, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. I just can't picture your husband as a blonde."
Whoa. Good one.
That one was for Susan.
It was not.
In case she's listening.
No, it was not.
Why not? Give her this sisters telling jokes for themselves.
Clip, a boy goes to his grandfather and he says, "Grandpa,
can I have the Werther's original?
How'd you ever get so old?"
Oh,
this is stupid, smart-ass little
bitch.
Kid. And the grandfather says, "Well, every morning I pour a teaspoon of gunpowder in my coffee, and I guess that's the reason." So the boy begins drinking coffee and doing the same thing.
Mm.
90 years pass, and the boy dies, having reached the age of 95.
Mm-hmm.
He left 3 kids, 5 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, several million dollars, and a 60-foot hole in the wall of the crematorium.
Uh-oh. I'll get that one on the way home.
Yeah, when
folks. You're
paying attention.
It's such an exciting thing outside everybody's hands.
Man, it's
on this big, hot purple monster truck.
Let me see if I can explain it. It's like when you paint something, you're sitting there watching it dry. It's like that.
Any one of these contestants, there's so few that they could drop any second.
They've been dropping like flies all day.
I know. 3 of them, they literally dropped when some of the flies that were attracted to Mr. Schnellbaum's bowel attack got on their nerves. All right, Kendall, one day, 3 dogs were sitting in the waiting room of a vet's office. And the first dog noticed the other dogs and asked them why they were there. "Well, I ate my owner's shoe," said the first dog.
Bad dog.
"And I'm getting put to sleep."
Oh, no.
"Me too," said the second dog. "I know you were mean and now you're crying." This joke is taking you...
You've broken me, Cliff. You've broken me.
I didn't say this joke was not going to take you on an emotional journey. Because it is. "What did you do?" the first dog asked the third. "You got all these 3 dogs straight, everybody?" "Well, you see, my owner likes to do her housework in the nude. So yesterday she was vacuuming in the nude, of course, and I just couldn't resist. I jumped on her and had the ride of my life."
Responded. Joke has it all.
It's got it all, folks. Responding the third dog. And so they say, "Oh, so you're getting put to sleep too, huh?" And the third dog says, "No, I'm getting my nails trimmed." Oh, no, not bestiality.
I will not stand for it.
I won't stand for it.
Oh, God, I don't even know where to move on from that point.
Where do we go from here?
Cliff, why did you paint rabbits on your head?
Oh, to, something about hopping? I don't know.
No, because from a distance they look like hares.
Oh, shit.
It's getting hot up in this roast.
All right. Kendall, a grandfather and his 8-year-old grandson. Guess what? Not the same ones.
Gunpowder?
No, no. I don't know what that had to do with anything. They blew up the coffin. I don't know. Kendall, a grandfather and his 8-year-old grandson are out for a ride. And a cab driver swerves in front of the car and yells out to the cabbie, "You schmuck!" And the grandfather says, "Don't ever use that word again, and don't tell grandma."
Don't bounce in my face.
And when they get home, Kendall, the grandmother asks her grandson to tell her about their day. And the grandson says, "Well, grandma, I used a word I shouldn't have used. I promise I'll never use it again. But it rhymes with f-."
Whoa, and then he died.
And then everybody's got to go sometime, right?
Yeah, speaking of going, I think it's time for us to go on a little break.
Finally, Kendall.
Or not.
I'm going to say this one last one, then it's going to go it's gonna smash cut to the commercial, okay?
I can't do that.
Kendall, a teenager, says to the doctor, "My friend has a problem. He thinks he's got VD. What should he do?" And the doctor says,
"Oh, take out your friend and let's have a look at him."
Whoa. Oh, all right, commercial.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
1 gram of cocaine costs as much as a boombox. 3 grams of cocaine costs as much as a TV. 7 grams, a trip to Paris. 1 gram a week for a year, a new car. If you're on coke, everything you work for is disappearing. Right under your nose.
Oh, you are not gonna want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back. All right, two more people have dropped out. And so it's down to Mrs. Potterbutter Butterchurn, Mr. Snodbottom, and 3 other contestants.
Oh, it's getting so close.
Oh.
Hang in there, guys. You're almost there.
Hang in. Here, let's wish them luck. Good luck, guys.
Thank you, dear.
I think we've got the stamina. Dear, you can do it, dear.
Oh, yeah, I'm just getting my second wind.
Oh, watch her go, bud.
Don't go too far. Don't take your hand off.
No.
She got excited. Don't do that.
Oh,
hold him on there.
All right. We're going to close the door. Okay, good luck.
Dear.
We're going to watch. All right. Kendall, cheese.
Oh, jeez.
You know, cheese as we know it today was accidentally discovered over 8,000 years ago when milk separated into curds and whey.
And I love that somebody thought, wonder if I can eat this.
Don't you just marvel about everything that's like that? Like, oh, why don't I just eat this?
Yeah. They're like, this went bad. I'll eat it anyway. You know, some lazy person back in the 1300s, whenever that was.
Uh-huh.
I forgot how long it took.
That reminds me, the other day I was at this convenience store here in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my own fault, but I bought a bag of donuts and they were when I got home, I realized they had gone, like, over their sell-by date, like a week before.
Only time you've ever eaten anything that went past the sell-by date.
I didn't say that. But they were very, very, like, dry and awful. And I ate about half of them. Because I thought, well, I bought them and I really wanted donuts. So that's a weight loss tip. Buy things that are already expired. Then you'll eat a little bit and be like, "Bleh, I can't eat the rest of this."
Or just buy fruits and vegetables and then they'll be expired before you eat them.
And they'll expire before you ever think about eating them, for sure.
That's what happens to me.
If you're in my house. Yeah. Kendall, the expression cheesy used to mean first rate. but sarcastic use of the word has caused it to mean the opposite. Can you imagine one day? That's probably why when we first started this show 10 years ago, they were like, "Have y'all heard Cliff and Kendall's podcast? It is so cheesy." And we're like, "Yeah, it is first rate, right?"
Maybe we could bring that expression back in all those old reviews we have, we can use for positive things.
And when they say it's bad, they mean it like Michael Jackson.
Exactly. We're thrillers.
Kendall, each American adult, each one, consumes an average of 33 pounds of cheese each year.
Or more.
Now, I know there are some people who don't eat cheese, and we are picking up their slack.
We make up for it.
We make up for it. Now, Kendall, do you love cheese?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Tell me about it.
Cheese is the reason I'm not vegan.
Me too.
I love it. I love everything about cheese. I could bathe in a pool of wonderful different cheeses. I love cheese. I want all of it. And that's why I'm so fat. I'm trying to cut back.
You gotta cut back, Kendall.
Trying to cut back.
Gotta make hashtag Slim Kendall come back. Gotta make that trend.
Oh, God. Stop it. I'm gonna shout out right at you. But instead, I'll do some shout outs to Busheltown. Right.
All right,
Cliff, I have some shout-outs for everybody.
Okay.
My first shout-out goes to Crockpot, because she helped me clean up the industrial-sized tub of glitter Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn always travels with, and that Charles dropped, and glitter went everywhere on my side of the booth. And as you can see, there's still a ton over here.
I think it just makes it feel more like we're in show business.
All this glitter is glamour.
Yeah, that's what I like. I think it's caused people to take notice and stand.
Take notice.
I think maybe this glitter accident might be what puts us on the map.
I hope so.
Kendall, I gotta give a shout out to Terry the Temp. Oh, you know why? Because she was back in Busheltown and I had her go to my apartment above the fish hatchery and she got me 2 pairs of underwear and mailed them to me because I'd run out of underwear that I could wear. And so Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher and she's going to sew these 2 pairs together. And so I can, one on the front, one on the back. And so anyway, thanks to Terry. Shout out.
Cliff, I got a shout out to the Busheltown Pants Depot. You know very well.
Pants Depot.
Which they're celebrating their 75th anniversary, providing extra large pants to extra large Busheltonians.
Amen. What special events are going on?
So, all kinds. None will be there for, though.
Shout it out.
I did.
Okay. I got a shout out, Kendall. Oh, come on. Shout it out. Sarah Jessica Parker. Don't you just love her?
Love her.
I love her to death. You just got to shout it out. She's on Instagram. She's Instagramming. Oh, I just want to watch her fabulous life. And you just got to shout out. Did you ever watch Square Pegs?
No, I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it?
Uh-oh.
It was a show. It was one of those shows. It was on for one season in the 80s. But it was her, and she's like 14 years old or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
it was set in a high school.
It's the most 80s. It's so good.
Well, then we'll probably love it.
It's like a single camera. I've got it. I'll lend it to you. But it was like one of those that was one season.
Like a Freaks and Geeks.
Like that. And so, but anyway, love her since then. Love her now. The show Divorce is actually pretty darn good on HBO, so I think you should check that out, even if you don't like Divorce. The thing.
Careful, we're getting into the Sarah Jessica Parker fan club territory here.
Gonna add her to the wall next to Michael J. Fox.
Cliff, I got one.
Plus Hocus Pocus, come on.
Hocus Pocus, for sure. I'm shouting out to Mrs. Potter, but a bit of churn right out there. For that new dance that she did with the women's dance group in the last town we were just in. Saw how fabulous they looked.
I know. They had authentic Athens, Greece costumes.
They did. It was amazing. And they were, that's right, I can't remember where we were.
It's a blur. It's all a blur.
It is.
There you go. Okay, I got a shout out to stores that put out Reese's Pumpkins 3 months early.
I'm not ready for pumpkin.
Oops, I shouldn't have bought some, but I did and I already ate them. And they were great, and it was just a little bit of Halloween, and it was everything I needed right then and there.
If I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times, if there is something shaped like a pumpkin, I'm going to eat it, especially if it's peanut butter and stuff.
Yeah, I ate two. One for me, one for you, because I know you couldn't do it.
Well,
didn't have the guts.
I had asked you to bring me one.
Oh, whoops.
You ate it on the way.
Oops.
It's all right.
Maybe I just missed that part of your message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went through a bad spot. All right.
Went through a bad spot.
I haven't even described what's happening.
You haven't. I was wondering what the hell's going on.
I know. Well, Cliff, what is it with me? That's the problem.
One of those people, she wanted to scratch her nose. That contestant.
Oh, she's you're out.
Get out of there.
Sorry, I'm getting into this now. So wait, there's only Mrs. Potter Butterchurn.
Mrs. Snodbottom.
Mrs. Potter Butterchurn, Mr.
Snodbottom.
Two other people.
All right. I think they can
I'm
do
watching
it.
Watching you. Okay.
We're watching close.
No, I was just about to say, what is it with Kindle?
Oh.
That's what I was going to say, and I was all ready to go, and I hadn't even said what we're doing.
Okay. Well, what is it with you?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I've got some hints in search of an answer. You know
I do. I mean, I know.
People will catch on.
Better get it in one. I'm becoming outraged.
Oh, we'll see. It was designed by French sculptor.
Oh my God, that one woman over there, she's hand. It just went right off because of a stinging scorpion was on it, and she moved her hand.
You lost.
Sorry.
You've been stung.
They only have to outlast one more person.
This is getting really exciting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll do this real quick. This is the last one for me. Well, what is it with Kindle?
Yeah, do as many more as you want. Come on.
It was designed by French sculptor Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi.
Bartholdi?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking the Empire State Building.
No. Its base was the largest 19th century concrete surface in the United States.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
For liberty and justice for Cliff and Kendall.
That's it. All right, next one, Cliff.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm getting so into these.
So into it.
This hand on hard body contest is really getting my blood pumping.
I can barely even concentrate.
As a story embedded in Plato's dialogues, it is generally seen as a myth.
A myth?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, myth. Adam and Eve.
No. The possible existence of it was actively discussed throughout antiquity, but it was usually rejected and occasionally parodied.
Uh-oh, the sun.
No. Plato's dialogues, Timaeus and Critias, written in 360 BC, contain the earliest references to it.
The moon.
Nope. Some ancient writers viewed it as fiction, while others believed it was real.
The stars.
No. In Francis Bacon's 1627 essay about it, he describes a utopian society that he called Bensalem.
Neptune.
Nope.
Uranus.
No. There have been dozens of locations proposed for it, to the point where the name has become a generic concept.
The Sears Tower.
No, I'm going to go ahead and move down to one of the easier ones.
Okay.
The first, the first Tomb Raider video game features it as the basis of its plot and location for its climactic ending.
Angelina Jolie.
Most of the historically proposed locations are in or near the Mediterranean Sea.
Area 51.
Okay, you lose. Atlantis. Mm-hmm.
Atlantis. Oh my God, Mr. Snodbottom, he took his hand off.
Why did he?
And he had, why did you do, oh no.
Oh no, I was having a bowel attack.
Dear, it's okay, dear.
Don't move your hand.
I won't, Daffodil, I'll win for us both.
All right, so it's down to Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. Miss one other person over
here. Oh my God, it's so exciting.
Oh my God.
Well, we're just...
my God, this other person, they just took their hands off because they started throwing up and almost just not about a bowel attack. And it's gone to Mrs. Potter Butter Butter.
Oh, right. Yay!
Congratulations!
Yeah, I'm so excited! I won!
Oh, praise God! Praise God! Oh, we've got a monster.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hey, everybody, wait. What are they saying?
What? Under the truck? Who's under the truck?
Well, she took her hand up because she was clapping because she was the last person. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry I passed out underneath this monster truck about 18 hours ago.
Oh, my God. They're saying his big fat butt was touching the truck the whole time. Charles the contractor won this monster
truck. That is not fair. She has had her hand on this for 19
hours. Oh, it's a bitch.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I've worked so hard.
Oh, now Fonky and Opie will never ride in a monster truck.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
For liberty and justice for Cliff and Kendall.
That's it.